all I saw was the Twitter.
Yeah, well, there's a Twitter there from Steve Bozell who said that he had did something disgusting.
I don't know if he used the word disgusting or not, but he does want to confess something.
Yeah.
Did you talk to him, Bud?
Yeah, Robert did.
Yeah, I talked to him. He said he wants to confess something that he did that was filthy. And
what is it with this show that everyone that has some filth, everyone that has done something vile and degrading, and they want to spill it out there, just like the Kintner boy, all over the dock?
Right, Margaret, can we get rid of that whatever that is, that metaphor?
Yeah, that Kintner boy thing. Yeah, no, that man's like 35 years old or 38 years old, something like that.
More than that, it's like 40 years old.
Well, so what? I happen to like it. I think it's a great simile, metaphor, and metaphor.
A metortaphor?
I'm making the word up, so it's something that is in keeping with my intelligence as well as my view. Why don't you half-wits just move on with the program?
So we're going to have Steve Bozell on. He's going to confess something.
Brain's getting off your lap.
I know she is.
Look, Phil, I know you like animals, but when the animal gets up there and parks herself and is keeping you from doing the things that you love the most...
She's not keeping me from doing anything.
Well, you said she gets scared when you start moving around.
Yeah, and guess what?
She just took a hike.
Anyway, so yeah... Steve Bozell tweeted something along those lines. We will be hearing from him. I want to thank all of you guys who had sent in your requests, obviously, for your character voice messages. Those are going out beginning this weekend because what we've decided to do, actually, I didn't make the decision. The guys in customer service did. They said, here's what we're going to do, Phil. Okay. And so we're recording those all at once. What's the other thing, General Shaw? You guys...
Well, we've decided that the Saturday Cinema... all this month will be horror movies.
All right, bitchin'.
Well, you know, it seems like it only makes sense.
All this month?
Yes, all the month of October.
And you got the idea from TCM, right?
Yes, I got the... What is it with you all of a sudden?
Well, I want people to know the idea is not original with you.
Margaret, who cares?
Yeah, who cares? We're going to do horror movies all through the... Guess what? I just decided it is original with me.
Well, I mean, you can't really do that because...
You can't do it because it's right there on TCM.
God... Who cares?
Mr. Henry did that. I didn't.
No, that's not true. Margaret did.
Got it, Mr. Henry.
You are a lying lunkhead. You...
Sorry, Margaret, but you belched like a man.
You better start telling some truth around here.
All right, it was me. I'm kidding. All right, so that'll be groovy, General. You'll be,
Yeah, we thought we'd do it because it's Halloween month. Big deal. Like, that takes a real... Like, that took a real blast of brain power.
Yeah, like you needed Mrs. Dunphy's vitamins or something.
Darla's vitamins.
Yeah, Darla's Vitamins.
Are they sponsoring now the traffic with the Sky Baby?
They're one of the sponsors. Speaking of that, we got to get over to our traffic. And traffic brought to you by Winsome Diaper Service. No matter how big the diaper, no matter how big the load, Winsome can handle it. Winsome carries the load since 1956. Sky Baby? Hi, Tommy Winsome here for Winsome Diaper Service, a name you've come to rely on for the last several decades. We deal with babies' diapers with a style, with a panache, with a flair. We come in wearing white gloves, full tuxedos, and patent leather shoes, and we dance out with a diaper. Yes, it used to be people would come in and sort of force a smile as they took your diapers and probably washed them by hand because most diaper services did things that way in those days, but not Winsome. With style, with grace and panache, we dance in and dance out wearing full black tuxedos, patent leather shoes, white gloves, and a sparkling white smile that is guaranteed on each and every one of our attendants because we force them to have their teeth bleached. Winsome Diaper Service, handling diapers and more. Winsome Diaper Service, handling some of the
funkiest
diapers around. Call Winsome Diaper Service, W-I-N-S-O-M-E. That's Winsome, W-E-N-S-E-M-I. That's Winsome, W-O-S-O-O-O-E-E.
Winsome Diaper Service.
This portion of the world-famous Phil Henry Show is brought to you by... Sweet Farm. When you find your way to Sweet Farm, you know you'll never leave. You know that once you go Sweet Farm, you've gone all the way.
Sweet Farm, a place you can rely on, a place that relies on you. Let's keep it all in the family. What happens at Sweet Farm has got to stay Sweet Farm.
Yes, of course, Edgar. Edgar was hit in the face with a full stagecoach.
Sweet Farm.
Sweet Farm. Come to Sweet Farm. Our open house starts on October 31st. That's right, Halloween night, when all dead and evil things have full sway.
Sweet Farm.
Welcome back to the world-famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com.
So speaking of TCM...
Only head on the Dracula, the Prince of Darkness.
Well, you're not going to be able to score movies like that. What we run here, ladies and gentlemen, on our Saturday cinema... All the films we do are public domain.
Yes, yes, yes. People know that.
So you're not going to score Dracula, Prince of Darkness?
No, but we did have the Satanic Rites of Dracula, which rocked, I think.
Yeah,
it did
pretty good for a public domain.
Well, what difference does it make, man?
It means that the copyright was not retained by the original producers. And some people think that means that they thought it sucked on ice and they don't care to, retain the ownership rights. But, in the case of Night of the Living Dead...
Now, what's the story with that movie? I think I've seen parts of it.
Night of the Living Dead is the seminal ghoul movie.
No, I know, that. But why is it a copy... what do you call it? Public domain?
Yeah, what's the whole thing with that? Night of the Living Dead famous.
Well, what happened was... And I got part of the story. I think I have the story right, but... The movie was originally called Night of the Flesh Eaters by Romero and his producing partners, but the name got changed somewhere between the time they named it and the time it got into the theaters. It was changed to Night of the Living Dead, and that was, I believe, where things got messed up. So the copyright is for Night of the Flesh Eaters, not Night of the Living Dead, and the movie became well-known as Night of the Living Dead.
Well, who changed it, for God's sake?
Yeah, I mean, you can't just do that.
Somebody did. I mean, they had not yet... You know, it's one of those very, very tragic errors that... And can you imagine Romero sitting there and having to suck on that for 10, 12 years before he made Dawn of the Dead, knowing that that movie is making all kinds of money?
Well, does the guy, did he not get any of it?
I mean, yeah, I think you could make... I don't know. Sure, you could exhibit the film and make whatever money you could, but everybody could exhibit the film. Every theater, no matter what.
When's the first time you saw that film?
The first time I saw Night of the Living Dead was at a drive-in, and I remember it was on a triple bill with Children Shouldn't Play with Dead Things, and the
Children Shouldn't Play with is what is it called?
Children Shouldn't Play with Dead Things and the Bloodsuckers, something like that.
Boy, there's a triple bill.
It was fantastic, and we saw it on a. You know, I don't know, like a Friday night or something, but that's the first time I saw it. Anyway, that having been said, so they will be doing public domain. Who gives a crap whether it is?
Yeah, we're doing nothing but horror movies or sci-fi. Does science fiction qualify as a Halloween-type deal?
Well, I don't know how it could, because Halloween is about spirits and ghouls, and science fiction is about, for instance, someone's brain growing large and...
Yeah, like a giant brain.
What do you mean, a giant brain?
But... Let's just figure that Halloween is really for the supernatural.
Yes, that's it. That's the word I was looking for.
Yeah, Halloween's for the supernatural. And science fiction,
they gotta have a night for science fiction, science fiction night.
Yeah, okay, bud, once you work on that, what, are people gonna go trick-or-treating?
Yeah, but they have to wear robot suits.
They've gotta wear robot suits, Jesus H.
All right, I don't know whether you guys read his tweet. Steve Bozell had a tweet yesterday. He said he would be on the show today. I had no idea. He said he'd be on the show today. And that he had something to confess. Did you read it, Margaret?
Yes. The tweet reads, I've done something that I'm very much ashamed of, and it could have been prevented. I'll discuss it in depth tomorrow on meeting today on the Phil Hendry Show.
Now, where does he get off scheduling himself?
I don't know. Did he call you, Bud?
Yeah, he called me, and he called Robert. And we kicked it around back and forth before we knew what to say. And
yeah, we kicked it around for... probably about half a day after he called.
Well, what were you guys kicking around?
Well, we had to put him on the air, and I said he had something. He said he had something to disgusting.
He had something to disgusting.
He had something to disgust, which is a cross between discuss and discuss.
No, it isn't. I want to hurt you specifically, Bud, with a drill. I'm Margaret Gray.
You know, you didn't hear that, folks, but she went, I'm Margaret, I'm Margaret Gray.
Yes, that's right, and thank you for the edit, Phil.
You're welcome.
We decided to kick it around.
I know, you guys kicked it around and made the decision he's going to be on, right?
God damn, Mr. Henry.
Yeah, jeez.
All right. Stephen Bozell joining us on a world-famous Phil Hendry show from his home in Corona, California. And, Steve, I don't have any idea, let the record show, I have no idea what it is you're... Did you tell the guys?
Yeah, I told them. There's no big secret. I don't know what they...
Well, it just sounded like when you tweeted originally, I'll be on a Phil Hendry show.
I mean, it's not a big secret. It does bear some explanation. But, I mean, I'd like, more than anything, I'd like Mr. Trump to know that it was not intended. And it one of those situations...
All right, well, what happened?
What happened was this. I have a nephew who is a joker, and he thinks he's funny. And he came home with a number of joke items and different fun party favors for a birthday party that they're putting on here for my my other nephew, Tom. That's a whole different. He's on my wife's side of the family. Anyway, they're going to have a birthday. He came back with party favors, a variety of joke items and gags and things like that. Whoopee cushion. I think he had a whoopee cushion, didn't he, April? Yeah. And he come back with a roll of toilet paper with the President of the United States' face on it.
Easy, bud.
Well, you may think that's funny, Mr. Dickman, but he's the President of the United States of America.
Yes, we understand. Go ahead.
All right, so he's the President of the United States of America, and there's a roll of toilet paper. Okay, I'm trying to collect my thoughts.
All right, take a deep breath.
Oh, God. All right, so my nephew comes home. He's got all these party favors, and he's got different jokes, and he's got chattering teeth, and he's got the thing that goes, wee, I forget what it's called.
It's a slide whistle.
Yeah, slide whistle. And
all right, so he's got all these gags and joke items.
Yeah,
and
he's got the whoopee cushion. He's got the, you know, the finger thing, Mr. Henry?
Yeah, I know.
And then he's got another thing, a blow-up cigar, however.
All right, so then what else did he have? He had this roll of toilet paper with Donald Trump's face on it.
Yes, sir. Two-sided on both sides of the toilet paper. Okay. He puts his bag down in the hallway, and the family goes out to dinner. My wife is off to some meeting at the school, and I'm home. And I go to use the bathroom because I just had a fairly decent-sized bowl of chili and, you know, what do you want from me? And
all right, I don't think we need to know what you ate. Let's suffice it to say you needed to use the toilet.
That is correct, yes, sir. I went into the bathroom, and this is something my wife, April, who is one of the best homemakers, and she keeps a beautiful home, and I just couldn't believe she'd do it. There was no toilet paper in the downstairs bathroom. I went upstairs, and I had to go upstairs to great discomfort, because I had used the downstairs bathroom, and there was no toilet paper. So in order for me to get upstairs, I had to shuffle along with my pants down.
Now, I hear a lot of people talk, why don't you just take your pants off?
I was afraid if I took my pants off, my legs would have too wide a freedom of movement, and
all right, let's get past this. So you're nude, and you're shuffling in your pants.
Why is he shuffling?
I'm shocked, because I had to go upstairs.
Oh, all right.
I go upstairs. I'm looking for toilet paper. I can't find no toilet paper upstairs. I have to shuffle back down to the lower levels, to the lower hell, not hell, but I felt like I was in hell. And that's when I spotted this bag, and on top of it, this is a bag of joke items from the Florentine Joke Shop over here in the Corona Mall.
This is what your nephew got?
Yes, sir. And I spot on top of that this roll of toilet paper, and it has Donald Trump's picture on it. Now, I say this with full knowledge of what I was about to do. I say it to anyone listening from the White House to the President of the United States. I was torn. I didn't. To a lot of people, they think it's funny, but to those of us who love President Trump as I do, it was a moment that I was not proud of, that I took that toilet paper because it was...
All right, so you used the Trump toilet paper. Is this what you're having a big problem with?
You know, if you don't mind...
Come on, General.
If you let me... Do you mind if I tell the story, not you?
All right, but is that essentially the truth?
I'd like to tell the story and not you.
Yeah, but that is the truth.
I'd like to tell the story and not you.
All right, go ahead, Steve.
I want to hear the story, but I think what that's the upshot of this story.
I'd like to tell the story.
And not us. Go ahead.
All right. So the upshot was, yeah, I wiped, and I was so ashamed of myself at the time because I knew there was no avoiding it. The face was on both sides.
So the picture of Donald Trump was on both sides of the toilet paper.
That is correct. I made the conscious decision.
Wasn't there, let me ask you this, Steve, was there no napkins? Were there no paper towels?
Well, there were paper towels. You can't use those. Those clog the toilet up. That's impossible. That's like, yeah, you might as well wipe with a bath towel or a beach towel.
No, that's not true at all.
Yes, it is. You cannot flush those, okay? So, and as far as napkins go, I don't know, you know, I don't know how do you wipe with a napkin and maintain your sanity?
What are you talking about, man?
I mean, you if you In order to, I don't get that part at all.
What do you mean maintain your sanity?
If you wipe with a napkin because there's no toilet paper, you're not going to look at that. If I'm me and I wipe with a napkin, I will never look at napkins again the same way. And I don't see why that's so crazy.
You're trying to tell me that if you wipe with a napkin, the next time you see a napkin, you'll imagine it's ass wipe and not meant to dab the ketchup from your mouth?
In a word, yes, sir, because...
Oh, come on, Steve.
No, Mr. Henry, not oh, come on, Steve. We have seen a record-setting level of disrespect for the President of the United States. And for my son, you understand, my nephew come back with this roll of toilet paper with Donald Trump's face on. I didn't say a word. Well, I did. I said, that's very disrespectful.
And what did he say?
My nephew?
Yes.
He just went, yeah, sure. And he pranced out to go get another pack of Marlboro Lights or something. And he's a good kid. He's got tats. His face. He's got tattoos on his face. And
he's got face tattoos.
Yeah, he's got a skull like that one dude. And
your nephew has a skull tattoo on his face.
Yeah, what's so bad about that?
Yeah, man, the guy's gonna go around walking down the street looking like that.
I don't care about him having a skull tattoo. I care that he had a wipe.
That he had toilet wipe with Donald Trump's face on it.
That's what I care more about. So I went ahead and I opened up this packet of toilet paper that had the president's face on it, and I felt very torn, and I know that people are going to laugh at me when I went public with this, but I want to go public. I want to say it was disrespectful of me.
You wiped with the toilet paper with Trump's face.
I know you're having yourself a laugh, General.
I just want to know what it is you're talking about.
Yes, I did. And because the picture... Because the picture was on both sides, I couldn't avoid.
You couldn't avoid running his face across your ass crack.
Would you grow up, please?
All right.
Okay, we got the point there.
Yeah, you guys, this is what I mean. And even as I tweeted it, even as I said I'll be on the Phil Henry Show, I thought, Bozell, you are so stupid that you're going to say you're going to go on the Henry Show when you got two dimwits by the name Dickerman. Dickerman and...
Dickman, not Dickerman.
Yeah, Dickman and Leonard Dickman.
Bud Dickman and Robert Leonard.
Right, I'm sorry. And I knew that the laughter would echo down through the halls of time.
Steve Bozell is with us. Steve, your need to confess this publicly, that's what I'm concerned about.
Absolutely, because it's one thing to do this, to have done this. It's another thing to go public and become the object of ridicule.
No, that's not why I'm doing it.
Well, that's exactly what's going to happen. People are going to say, oh, that's Steve Bozell. That's the guy that wiped with Donald Trump toilet paper and felt really bad about it because he loves the president.
Yes, sir. And what's wrong with saying that?
You know, you do better, Steve, if you just don't say anything. You know, you wiped with it. I don't know.
You got to understand, you take that toilet paper and you wipe, and you're saying, I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry.
I think you need a vacation, man.
Yeah, right there.
Yeah.
Why do you say that?
I think you need a vacation. When's the last time you took a vacation?
2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
Where'd you go?
We went up to Big Bear, stayed there for a while, went fishing, and then I took the family down to Corona Del Mar, stayed at Corona Hotel, and, you know.
Was it relaxing?
Very.
Do I hear, is that a bumblebee?
Yeah, there's a bumblebee here. I've got a chipmunk. I've got chipmunks. I got a bumblebee. No, I got squirrels, a bumblebee. I got a crow, and it's very pleasant here.
Talking to Steve Bozell out at his pond here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show, and we're talking with him about an incident where he had no choice but to wipe using Donald Trump toilet paper, Mr. Bozell being a very big fan of Mr. Trump's. I personally believe that you are being overwrought and overdramatic with this.
I'm not trying to be Mr. Henry.
Well, what's the story here, Bozell? What, are you going to go to hell?
I'm saying that I think it is... first of all, the height of disrespect to make toilet paper with the president's face on it, and then to have no toilet paper, I had to wipe. To me, that is mental cruelty.
Now we're getting to it.
Yeah, here we go. Are you going to sue your wife?
Yeah, that's very funny. You know, I have total grounds, because I talked to Dolores Blandingame. I have total grounds to sue my nephew and the toilet company. And
you mean the toilet paper company?
Yeah, the toilet paper company. Because of the mental cruelty that they put on me when I needed a wipe and the only thing I had was Donald Trump's face.
And that is a real troubling thing. Okay.
Yeah, that's right, Mr. It's a real troubling thing.
All right, let's go to a phone call here. Harvey Wireman is joining us, attorney at law from San Marino, California. Harvey is a Marine Corps veteran as well as an attorney in the San Marino area, although a long time retired. Good to talk with you, Harvey. How are you?
Yes, I'm doing great. Bozo, how are you?
I'm fine, Mr. Wireman.
Mr. Wireman?
Mr. Wireman, that's it.
Oh, okay. Look, Bozo, I was taught...
My name's Bozell, sir.
What's that?
Bozell.
His name's Steve Bozell, Harvey.
Okay, Steve Bozell. I was talking here with Henry, and just as he said, I'm a Marine Corps veteran, and I'm a World War II veteran. I was on Saipan. You know what Saipan is?
I'm not... It's a big battle?
Yeah, a big battle. And I saw Japanese civilians throwing themselves off of cliffs rather than have the Marines conquer them as we was going to do. And I realized that war is hell. I got to sit down. Hold for a minute. Yeah.
How are you doing, Harvey? It's Margaret.
Who's that?
Margaret Gray.
I'm sorry?
How are you doing, she asked.
Oh, I'm good. Now, Mr. Bozell...
Well, my name's Bozell, but
I got close enough, Charlie, okay?
Did call him Bozell.
Yeah, I got close enough.
All right.
One of the things we fought for in that country, in Saipan, and also other places, was for Americans to do their freedom. And unfortunately, or fortunately...
Well, is this going to be a speech? Because I've made some notes that...
Yeah, it's going to be a speech.
Have a little respect there, Steve.
Well...
This guy's a World War II veteran, okay?
All right.
I don't give a goddamn whether you listen to me or not. I'm telling you that we fought for the right of an American to wipe his ass, if you'll pardon my language, Margaret, and the ladies listening.
That's all right. We've been hearing a lot worse.
I understand. But the American has the right to wipe his ass with the face of Donald Trump if he so chooses.
But that's the whole thing. I did not choose.
All right. Well, that's why I called, okay? So you think you know why I've called, and you don't know why you've called?
You called me.
I mean, why I called you?
Harvey, what are you saying? Are you saying you would defend Steve's lawsuit?
Here's what I say. I think he needs a psychiatrist, but beyond that, hold on, Bozell. I think you need a doctor, a psychiatrist. But I will say, you have grounds there for a lawsuit. In that you were tricked, and the emotional cruelty the emotional cruelty that was inflicted upon you by forcing you to wipe your rear end with Donald Trump's face is cruel and unusual.
It's cruel and unusual punishment.
No, because it's not. It's just cruel and unusual. And I would take that. I would stand up and go to court with you, Mr. Bozell. And I would say Mr. Bozell was thrust into a position of having to wipe and then look at it. I imagine, do you look at it when you wipe?
I mean, I don't really.
Why is that question necessary?
It's very necessary so that we can drive home the cruel. Now, did you or did you not?
Yes, I did.
And there you saw Donald Trump's face, and you just wiped. Oh, God almighty.
Yeah.
So, Harvey, what's the suit? What's the lawsuit?
The lawsuit, very simply, is the infliction of emotional distress and cruelty upon an unsuspecting man, to wit, Mr. Bozell, who is simply looking to use toilet paper, and instead he found a wad of it with Donald Trump's face and not wanting to wipe. Let me ask you something, Steve. What would have been bad about just finishing out the day having not wiped?
Well, I mean, I did consider that, obviously. I thought, well, what would be worse, not wiping and just going back to work? And I still had a good 8 hours of work to do.
You had a good 8 hours, so you were going to be wiping. Oh, man.
Yeah.
So you were going to be...
All right.
So I would say that what you did, Mr. Bozell, is you had no choice. You had to go ahead and... take Trump's face and jam it up there and wipe with it. And I think we'd have a very, and I would argue to the court and I'd argue to the jury, because we would want to have a jury hearing this.
Would you be interested in taking the case?
No, I would not. I wouldn't go near it because you've got that Blazin game on it, and I wouldn't go near anything she's touched for all of...
Really? So you know Dolores Blazin game?
Yeah, very well. But I would advise her that this is the route to go.
Yeah, well, she's going to sue them. The toilet paper manufacturer, because it came apart in my hand, you know, and my hand went through it, so it not only wiped Donald Trump's face, but my hand went through it and touched my own. Oh, so she's going to go in a round of, what a jackball.
Well, all right, this is Margaret Harvey.
Yeah, I know, Margaret, but...
Well, what's with you?
Well, what's that? This is you. I know it's you.
All right. You would take the case. You say you would take the case, but you don't want to touch it because Dolores Blazingame has it.
Well, yeah, it's a conflict. I'm not going to go after some case. She's not going to let go of this. This is gold. Are you kidding me?
You're telling me, and I imagine Steve Bozell's attorney, Ms. Blazingame, saying the same thing. He's got a case.
Yes, he's got a case. Yes. You guys are all sitting there wanting to make this into a comedy routine. This guy can go into any court in the country and say, I was tricked and fooled, and the infliction of emotional distress and mental cruelty upon me by the manufacturers of the toilet paper that's got Trump smiling from it. And Jesus, how many sheets did you use? How many sheets of toilet paper?
I tried to only use one square.
See, there you go. He probably didn't even wipe properly because he didn't want to run Trump's face across his own...
Jesus,
his own rectum.
Yes, Margaret. His own rectum. Yes. God damn.
I mean, this is...
Well, okay, this is about as far as I want to go with this, though.
Well, now, hold on, Phil.
No, this is as far as I want to go. Okay, so, Steve, you found a roll of toilet paper, a joke roll of toilet paper with Trump's face on it. You didn't have any other toilet paper you could use in the entire house, so you went ahead and you used that.
Well, what's with all the entire house? Yes, I did my due diligence.
Did you really do your due diligence? Did you do my due diligence? No, did you do your due diligence in looking for the due...
You're looking for the toilet paper.
Well, I don't know what you mean by due diligence.
I mean, did you look high and low to make sure there was no toilet paper?
Well, how much is the guy supposed to look?
If it's his constitutional right, why does he have to look at all?
Well, because it's inflicted emotional distress. The court's going to want to know just how emotional devotional distress is.
Emotional.
Emotional distress is. And he's going to say, well, I didn't really look. And they're going to say, you know what, take your toilet paper and your rear end and clear out of here before something bad happens. I'm Harvey Wireman.
Yay! All right, Harvey, thank you very much for the call.
Yeah, and remember, there's a million different lawyers out there, son.
I know that, but...
Harvey, thank you very much for the call.
What, are you trying to get rid of me? I'm trying to tell you...
All right, Harvey, there's Harvey Wireman. So, Steve, what do you think of that?
Well, it just goes to show you that I have a case.
You know what I think? I don't think you've got a case in the world. I don't think anybody's going to want to have any sympathy on a guy that's squirting tears... Because he wiped with Donald Trump.
Yeah, he wiped with Donald Trump's face.
Shut your mouth.
Okay, so look, let's just call it this, Steve. Let's call it let's call it what it is. It's an unfortunate happening. Has your wife since bought toilet paper?
Yeah, I bet she got back from the movies. And she went out to a movie with a couple girlfriends. I said, thanks a lot. I had a wipe with Mr. Trump. And she's going, what? What are you talking about? I said, there's not a roll of toilet paper here or anywhere that I can see. There ain't a roll of toilet paper between here and Leucadia.
Where's Leucadia?
Down in San Diego. I don't know. And she said, yes, there was. And she showed me a roll of toilet paper. She showed me about four rolls of toilet paper under the sink in the bathroom. And I said to her...
Under the sink in the bath, right where you were?
Yeah, well, hold on. I said to her, that's very cute of you. You don't put toilet paper under the bank in the bathroom.
Under the sink in the bathroom?
Under the sink in the bathroom. She said, why not? I said, I looked everywhere.
You didn't bother to look under the sink.
You know what? You're dumb, man.
Yeah, that's dumb. It is. It's very dumb.
It's very dumb, huh?
It is kind of dumb. I mean, you said you looked high and low.
I went upstairs.
You go shuffling around the house, upstairs, downstairs. God knows when your kids get home, they see their dad shuffling around with his pants down around his ankle.
Oh, yeah, right. And you think that'd creep them out?
I think it would, yeah.
I think it would.
Mr. Henry, I would suggest you blow your nose and...
Steve Bozell, folks.
Hey.
Another promise of a big show, and it just goes flying right out of there.
Well, Phil, that I wouldn't say that. I thought it was very productive.
Oh, what do you mean productive? You know,
well, look, Wireman said he'd take the case.
See, that's the thing that I find to be the most distressing about all of this. That this ass who wiped his ass with Donald Trump toilet paper and he's emotionally distressed by this will retain an attorney. He'll sue whoever made fun of him. Is it the nephew?
Yeah, I think he said the nephew. He's going to sue the nephew and then he's going to sue the toilet paper manufacturing corporation.
Yeah. The toilet paper manufacturing, which is probably some joke company.
Well, I don't know how they got his face on the toilet paper. If it's the way it's, you've seen some of these things done, they had to apply it. It seems to me that Bozell, where he's smart enough, and God knows he isn't, he could have taken the, peeled off the decal or whatever it was of Trump's face and used the rest of the toilet paper.
What are you talking about?
Margaret, I'm not going to sit and explain it.
Well, that's a good point, but I'd have to see the toilet paper. That's the other thing I didn't ask him. Did he hold on to it or not?
I did talk to Mr. Bozell, and he said, Mr. Bozell, and he said he did. He only has two squares left.
What is he? You're telling me he wiped all weekend?
Yeah, apparently he did spend the weekend wiping.
So this guy spent all weekend, emotionally distressed as he was, wiping with almost every last square.
Why are you laughing? You know, I'm not a dumb I'm not a dumbbell Trump fan.
A dumbbell Trump fan?
You heard what I said, Caballero, but I think it's disrespectful.
Look, Margaret, this guy is suing. Never mind.
World-famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved on Podcast One.
What in the hell is this?
I don't know, but it's the end of the show.
Yeah, I'll say it's the end of the show.
Farewell, old rain.
All right, thanks a lot. Thank you, Stephen Bozell, and all of you. And thank you, Sky Baby. Great to have the traffic from you. We'll see you guys again tomorrow on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Stick around for 60 seconds for the latest digital news, which starts right after this.